Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 277. 277. So, what do we say? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas from Prophetess Olivia and my husband, Bishop Alex Kofi Opata, and all my four sons. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. So I know that God has blessed you for all these times that you've been listening to me on my podcast. Please say hello to me. Also, send me Merry Christmas. I mean, just say hello to me or just say Merry Christmas to me. Leave that on my podcast for me so that I will also feel you that, you know, since this pandemic, not just this pandemic, but the whole year, you've been hearing me, you've been listening to me. But of course, during the pandemic, that was when it became more intense. So you've heard me this whole year. It's been a blessing to you. Just let me know and just say Merry Christmas to me. That is enough for me. Saying Merry Christmas, Prophetess Olivia, and I love you. You know I love you. So we were looking at encounters with angels because God says he's giving his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. This Christmas, you are not going to mourn. You are rather going to have angels that are watching over you. So please, fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Okay, so today we are going to turn our attention to Mary because Christmas is about Jesus' birth. So we want to turn our attention to Mary. I mean, maybe I should have rather done Mary before going to Zacharias, but I wanted to do Zacharias so that when I'm doing Mary, then you understand why this woman was so special to God. Because this was a priest who was on his official duty, who not a young priest, an old priest. Very matured and very versatile in the work of God. And an angel comes to you and says this to you, and you can't believe it. And a little girl who is just 14 years, apparently 14 years or 16 years, whatever, 14 or 15 or 16 years, this same angel goes to her. And when you hear her response, that's why you know why we appreciate Mary. Why we appreciate Mary, because her own was even more of an impossible thing than Zachariah's own. So in the ninth, Luke chapter 1, and in the ninth, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, or as some say, Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. This woman is something else. Not troubled to see such a huge angel, but troubled at his saying. And in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be? So she pondered in her mind, wondered what manner of salutation this would be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And when angels come, you know, to you, They listen, the angel, when you encounter an angel, it's not like this is the first time the angel is seeing you. Or this is the first time the angels are around you. Angels are around all of us. But it's when you see them, you are privileged to see into the spirit realm and to see them. So the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary. And that is it. Fear not. Fear not during this Christmas. Fear not. No matter what is happening, fear not. Say it. I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not fear. I refuse to fear. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Oh, you have favor with God. You have favor with God. Today is going to be, I'm going to be exceptionally long because it is Christmas Day and it's a special one. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. This is the reason for the season. It's not ho, 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 ho. That man called Santa Claus. He is not the reason for the season. The reason for the season is because you will bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Jesus is the reason. So you should not center on biscuits and cakes and food and drinks. Is it good? I'm not saying it's not good. And new clothes? No, that's not it. That's not it. The main reason is who? Jesus. Who is the reason for the season? Jesus. Who is the reason for the season? Jesus is the reason for the season. So today, let's focus on Jesus. Focus on him. Focus on all that he has done. He came. Why did he come? Ask yourself, why did Jesus come? He said he has been sent to this world. Jesus was sent. He was a sent one. He came because of us. Why did he come? Ponder about all that as you're cooking and you're eating and you're going to church and you're watching Christmas play and you're sitting by the TV and with the remote and changing channels and you're being happy and roasting in the and bringing food to the dining table and you're all happy and Merry Christmas to you, Merry Christmas, and you are receiving gifts and you're giving out gifts. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus, the reason why you are here. That Jesus, the reason why you are alive. Jesus, the reason why we have the opportunity to be alive and to celebrate Christmas. He is the reason for Christmas. No man, no other but Jesus. You are so blessed. Merry Christmas to you. I love you. Bye.